Good morning, I'm Nicola Ryan with COVID-19 Facts First. Down in Melbourne, thousands of people living in 9 public housing estates have entered their second day of hard lockdowns. The country's acting chief medical officer has thrown his support behind the decision, but unhappy residents say they're barely being given any food and there's a total lack of communication around what's really going on. While more drama surrounding quarantine hotels down there, with reports airline staff are now helping out, assisting with managing crowds and distributing food. Meantime, 27 Queensland nurses, 7 of them from the Sunshine Coast, have touched down in Melbourne overnight to assist in virus hotspots. Some could stay down there for up to 3 months. And just before 10 this morning, a Jetstar flight from Melbourne will touch down at Sunshine Coast Airport. The strict quarantine measures that came into effect on Friday mean all passengers on board will be met by authorities and taken to a hotel to undergo a mandatory 14 days in quarantine at their own expense. And Queensland has just one active case of COVID-19 right now, while worldwide the number of infections has surpassed 11.3 million.